With Montana News, I'm Rachel Kramer. The Montana House has given preliminary approval to two bills that add whistleblower protections to the state's ethics code. One of the measures, by Republican Representative Kirk Wagoner of Montana City, would bar retaliation against a public employee who alleges government waste, fraud, or abuse. The second measure says a public employee can file a civil lawsuit if his or her supervisor obstructs that worker from communicating with a legislator. The original bills had created new criminal offenses for obstruction and retaliation, but they were reduced to civil actions in committee. The House voted today, 76-24, to approve House Bill 208, the retaliatory measure. The obstruction measure, House Bill 202, passed on a 63-37 vote. Both bills must pass a final vote before they go to the Senate. State wildlife officials have killed four bighorn sheep after they mixed with domestic sheep south of Cascade. The four female sheep were part of a group of 25 bighorns that were moved in December from the Missouri River breaks to a hunting district between Cascade and Helena. By mid-January, the four ewes were found 20 miles away from their release site and mixing with domestic sheep. The sheep were killed Wednesday. Fish, Wildlife, and Parks policy calls for killing bighorn sheep that mix with domestic sheep to avoid the potential transfer of pathogens that can cause pneumonia in wild sheep. Region 4 Supervisor Gary Bertolotti says pneumonia can cause a large die-off in a bighorn herd, and in some cases the herds don't recover. The meat, which is safe for human consumption, was donated to a food bank. Montana's U.S. senators have asked the government for an emergency waiver from the Real ID Act that requires driver's licenses to have security enhancements and be issued to those who can prove they are in the country legally. Montana and several other states oppose requirements in the federal law that include storing images of documents that driver's license holders present as proof of their identity, such as birth certificates. The state was granted two extensions to comply, but its third request was denied last fall. The requirements are scheduled to take effect Monday, meaning driver's licenses cannot be used as identification to access federal property. U.S. Senators John Tester and Steve Daines wrote to Homeland Security Secretary John Kelly on Wednesday, raising concerns that citizens' privacy rights could be violated. Starting January 30, 2018, Montana driver's licenses will not be accepted as valid IDs at airports. The public comment period on a proposal to transfer management of national forest land to local control has been extended. Nikki Willett reports.
The Swan Forest Initiative would transfer management of 60,000 acres of the Flathead National Forest to the Montana Department of Natural Resources and Conservation for the next 100 years. It's being proposed by the Lake County Conservation District, which would become the sole beneficiary of revenue made from timber sales. At a press briefing today, project backer Jim Simpson says he's hoping to receive 2,000 comments from Lake County residents by June.
At that time, we will be able to, as a board, we'll be able to decide if we stop it or if we go to that last step, which is contacting our congressional delegation.
So far, the board has received nearly 150 comments, about half of which are in favor. At a public meeting last December, opponents called the proposal a land grab that raises more questions than it answers. Simpson says it's a novel idea to solve the district's chronic funding problem. The plan would need an act of Congress and potentially legislation at the state level to make the management transfer official. In Ronan, I'm Nikki Willett.
With Montana News, I'm Bo Baker. The Montana Wilderness Association is hoping a rally on Monday will send a message to the state's elected officials. Kasia Booker is the association's state policy director.
All of us are here in Montana because we love our public lands, and we will fight back against any efforts to transfer and sell those lands into private hands.
Governor Bullock, Interior Secretary nominee Ryan Zinke, and President Donald Trump have all said they oppose selling federal public lands, but Booker says she's still concerned about resolutions like the one by Republican State Senator Jennifer Fielder. It asks Congress to transfer federal public lands to the state.
Efforts at the state level, like Fielder's resolution, can build the illusion that this is something that Montanans want when we know very well that it is something that the majority of Montanans oppose.
Booker expects Montana families, business people, and recreationalists to come to the rally. Governor Steve Bullock is scheduled to speak at the event. The Montana Office of Public Instruction is hiring an outside investigator to review policies related to reporting student proficiency data to the federal government. Superintendent Elsie Arnzen announced last week that some test data submitted last year was falsified. Former Superintendent Denise Juno has said officials entered the students' ACT test results as proficient and intended to revise it later. OPI spokesman Dylan Klapmeyer said Friday that Arnzen found no documentation indicating that the Department of Education knew Montana was submitting incorrect information. As Montana's Department of Public Health and Human Services faces a proposed $93 million in budget cuts in the wake of state revenue shortfalls, the department's new director says she hopes to maintain efforts to combat Montana's high suicide rate. Corn Cates Carney reports.
Newly appointed DPHHS Director Sheila Hogan says the department will continue to supply resources to address suicide rates in Montana that are some of the highest in the nation.
It's very important to the governor, and it's very important to individuals here. And so we're just going to continue the direction and make sure we have all the resources to bear on this crisis in Montana.
When asked if the budget cuts proposed by the legislature could impact the department's role at providing suicide prevention services, Hogan said she hoped not, but added it will be unclear until lawmakers finalize and pass a budget. She also said Montana's HELP Act, which is funded in part by the Affordable Care Act, is important to providing behavioral health services for people at risk of suicide. President Donald Trump has said he will repeal and replace the ACA. Montana DPHHS Director Sheila Hogan says she is hopeful Montana's HELP Act will stay in place. I'm Corin Cates Carney, Montana Public Radio.